Now, a little word for the boys and girls.
我們有些小孩子們, 我和你們會有些講一些故事給你聽。
You need not listen, you bigger people.
你大人不需要聽的。
There was a little man.
那時有一個很小的人。
He was really small.
他很小。
Like some of you.
好像你們那樣。
But he was very curious.
但他很喜歡一些神奇的東西,他很喜歡知道的。
He had heard about somebody.
他聽過有一個人。
He didn't know him.
他不認識他。
But he'd heard about him.
但他聽過他。
He was curious.
但他很奇怪,他很喜歡知道的。
Do you know what curiosity is?
你知不知道那些叫很喜歡,很多事知識的人是什麼呢?
What is it?
是什麼?
That's right.
他就說他什麼叫很喜歡問東西,就是原來很喜歡問很多問題的。
Those that are curious ask a lot of questions.
那些很奇怪的人,他喜歡問很多問題了。
I'll let you know what the boys and girls say.
這就是他們孩子們這樣來回答了。Now
he wanted to see this man.
他想要見到這個人。He'd
heard a lot about him.
他雖然聽過很多關於這個人。Everybody
was talking about this man.
那些人都過去在講他了。And
then this little man, he heard he was coming to his village.
這個很矮的人,他說聽到這個人,他想認識的就來到他的鄉村的地方了。
So he must see him.
我要去看他了。But
he was so small.
但他很矮啊。
He couldn't see the people in front of him.
看不到他了。He
tried to look through their legs.
他矮了,他就在人家的腳罅那裡裝,看不看到了。
But he still couldn't see the man he wanted to see.
雖然他看不到,阻礙他看不到。So
what could he do?
那他怎麼去看呢?他做什麼呢?
What would you do?
你會做什麼?
Climb a ladder.
會擒塘梯啦。
That's a good idea.
這是一個好的意見。
Or you might have a daddy that would put you on his shoulders.
或者你的爸爸,你擒在他的背脊那裡,你來看啦,是吧? 高一點。
Then you'd be able to see.
他就是來看他了。
Well, he didn't have a ladder.
他又沒有塘梯啊,那時。
And he didn't have a daddy.
他又沒有爸爸啦。
And he didn't have anybody who would help him to see.
你都沒有人可以幫助他可以看到,提高他可以看了。
So what did he do?
他做什麼呢?
Climb a tree.
他要擒一棵樹。<laughs>
Yes, that's right. Climb a tree.
是對的,他要擒一棵樹,Jacob.
Oh, chimney.
擒一棵煙囱。
If you climb a chimney, you climb a chimney, you can't see.
擒一煙囱,可不可以看到呢?
If he went down to the top, he could see. Yes, that's right.
擒到去煙囱的頂就可以看到了。
Well, he climbed a tree.
這個矮的人,他就擒棵樹。
He thought, now I can see.
他說,現在我可以看到了。
But nobody will see me.
現在我看到人,人家看不到我。
He didn't want anybody to see him looking.
他也不想看到他,原來擒棵樹看人。
He thought they wouldn't see him anyway.
他知道那些人不會看到他的了。
But the one he wanted to see,
但他想看那個人呢?
Looked up.
但這個人看上去,
he could see that little man up the tree.
看到這個矮仔在那棵樹那裡。
And he knew what that little man wanted.
他知道這個矮仔他想要什麼。
And this man wanted something also.
但這個人他真的想要一些東西了。
He wanted to go home with that little man up the tree.
他想看這個人,他就知道,他想從這個矮小的人去他家了,探他了。
So what did he do?
那他怎樣來做了?
He looked up.
他望上去的時候,
and he said, hurry up, come down.
他說,快快出去,從樹下來。
Do you know his name?
你知不知道他的名字是什麼呢?
Yes, he knew his name.
你知不知道?
What was it? He got all the answers. Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, that's right. Zacchaeus was a little man.
Zacchaeus是一個很矮小的人.
He got up a tree.
他擒棵樹的時候,
I was a little man sitting down there.
我是一個矮小的人坐在那裡了。
But I'm standing up now.
而家我企上嚟嘅时候。
And I can see you all.
我可以睇到你啦。
Is that good enough?
但系咁样好够唔够好咧？
Jesus said to that little man up the tree.
耶稣同呢个矮小嘅人喺树上嘅人讲咩啊？
I want to come home with you today.
我话我今日要回你嘅家度探你啦。
Come down quickly.
你快啲从树上下嚟啦。
I want to come home with you today.
我今日要去到你嘅家嗰度。
And he took him home.
咁呢个矮小嘅人实在就带佢翻屋企咯。
But when Jesus came home with Zacchaeus,
当耶稣同佢翻到屋企嘅时候
，he looked around.
佢睇下周围。
Looked around his house.
睇下佢周围嘅屋企啦，里边嘅嘢。
He looked at the floor.
佢睇到佢嘅地上边嘅嘢。
Where did you get that carpet?
佢你喺边度攞翻呢个地毡翻嚟噶？
How did you get those nice chairs?
啊，嗰啲咁靓嘅凳你喺边度攞翻嚟噶
？How has he got it?
你点样得翻嚟噶？佢点样得翻嚟啊
？Yes. Ah, that's right.
啊，佢系因为佢系一个收税嘅人，所以佢收咗税之后咧，佢将啲钱啊买啲嘢翻嚟啦。
Was that a good thing to do? You don't think?
系咪好？就咁样做系好咧 ？Matthew 话唔好啊，咁样佢话唔好咯。
Well, what did Jesus do?
耶稣点样做啊
？Jesus gave him a new heart.
耶稣就俾一个新嘅心俾佢。
And what was the result?
得咗呢个新嘅心之后点样咧
？Instead of wanting for himself, he wanted to give to others.
而佢再唔系一齐为自己啦，佢要俾人啦。
So that's what he promised to do.
啊，所以佢就应承咗主耶稣话：啊，我要俾人咯。
What I've taken, what I shouldn't have taken.
如果我收咗人哋嘅嘢，我唔应该收嘅话咧
，I'll return that.
我又回翻俾人啦。
And I'll give freely to anybody who's in want.
啊，就系俾好。啊！唔需要人哋买嘅，就咁俾人嚟噶啦。边个需要嘅话
？So what did Jesus say？
耶稣点样同佢讲咧
？My work has come and been done in this home today。
啊！我今日我嘅话嚟到呢个家中，亦都喺嗰度可以作工喺佢嘅呢班人呢个人嘅身上。
Jesus said salvation has come to this house。
耶稣就同佢讲：今天呢个救恩系临到你嘅家啦。
And what salvation mean？
救恩是什么意思呢
?Changing the bad.
是将人改变。
Making good.
是将他来到变为好了。
Helping others.
将他改变他可以帮助别人。
So that little man had a great reward for going up the tree.
所以这个矮小的人擒上树的时候就得着一个很大的赏赐。
Not only did he see Jesus.
不单止他见到耶稣。
But he had a change of heart.
另外，佢心里边又改变啦，个心得着新嘅心啦。
That's a good thing. That's what Jesus gives us.
呢个好嘅事，因为耶稣就要俾我一个新嘅心。
A new heart.
一个新嘅心。
Then we're good boys and good girls.
咁我哋就变咗一个好嘅孩子、男孩子、女孩子啦。
Is that right?
系咪咧
？Or am I wrong?
系咪我错啦
？Am I right?
我啱唔啱啊
？If Jesus gives you good heart.
耶稣会俾一个好嘅心俾你啊
！Will you be a good girl or a bad one？
你会如果有最好嘅心，你会有一个好嘅女孩子，一个坏嘅女孩子啊
？Not sure。
嗯，唔知道系唔系咧
？Oh, you ask your Sunday school teacher。
啊，你翻去问你个教你圣经班呢个老师啦。
Shall we pray？
我哋一齐祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you that you are wherever people come together.
主耶稣，我哋感谢你，无论你嘅属你嘅儿女相聚嘅时候，你就应承系喺佢哋当中，喺我哋当中。
You said you would come among us if we gathered in your name.
你话你会嚟到我哋当中啊，当我哋奉你嘅名聚会嘅时候。
So here we are, dear Lord.
主啊，我哋喺呢度。
We know you love us.
我知道你爱我哋。
And we know you have so much to give to us.
我知道你有丰盛嘅要俾过我哋。
We may not understand it now.
我哋话喺今天我哋唔可以明白得晒。
But we will one day.
但你话有一天我哋会明白。
So please be here tonight.
所以求主今晚上喺我哋当中。
And do what you want to do among us.
要作嘅工喺我哋当中要作，我哋求主你嚟作工。
For your name's sake.
我为着你嘅名字祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, any of you boys know what a telescope is?
我们中的孩子们, 你有没有人知道什么叫望远镜呢?
What is it? Really? Oh.
它是一个望远镜很长的镜, 你看它天上, 看它的星, 知道它的星怎么来形成啊?
What do you say there?
A telescope.
Telescope, what is it?
是什么呢? To see things far away.
Yes, that's right. You can see things far away.
你可以看到很远的东西。
And what is a microscope?
显微镜是什么呢? 显微镜是什么?
What's a microscope?
显微镜是什么?
It's a kind of germ.
Kind of what?
Germs. 是不是微菌呢? Germs.
Germs. Microscope isn't germs.
No. 显微镜不是微菌。
By a microscope, you can see germs.
用显微镜可以看到微菌啊。
But the microscope doesn't make them.
但显微镜不会做出来，不会做微菌出来。You
can see very small things if you have a microscope.
如果你有显微镜的时候，你可以将好细小嘅嘢嚟到睇到放大啦。Now,
when we read our Bibles,
当我读圣经嘅时候
particularly if we want to study our Bibles,
特别当我哋到 去详细来读圣经的时候,
we must use the telescope
我们要用,
and the microscope.
要用显微镜,
and it's best to use the telescope first.
最好的用先是用望远镜,
that means look at the thing far away.
看好像远景地看,
and then the microscope, look at the little things that are near.
然后用显微镜看很近看看到很微小的来看了。
Now that's what we're going to do tonight.
今晚我们真的这样来做。
We're going to look at the early chapters of the Revelation.
我们今晚来看在启示录里面头几章。
Do you know the book of Revelation?
大家认识启示录吗?
The mums and dads will, I don't know about these boys.
我爸爸妈妈一定知道, 但我不知道你的孩子们知道。
Pardon? Oh, that's good. That's good, yes, you know.
这个启示录是圣经里面最后的一本书, 对。
It's the last book in the Bible.
是圣经里面最后的一本书, 如果你捡圣经的时候,
You're like Uncle, my boy. You'll be preaching one day.
他说, Matthew, 他说你有一天你可以出来就会讲道了。好像我这样。
We're going to look at the Revelation.
我看启示录。
And we're going to look mostly with the telescope.
我们今晚是好像用望远镜的方式来看启示录。
Now let us turn to the Revelation.
我们来揭开启示录了。
And we're going to look particularly at chapters 4 to 11.
我们今晚来看第4章到11章。
That will help you understand we're not using the microscope tonight.
今晚我们不是用显微镜很详细的来看,
we're using the telescope.
我们是用一个看望远镜来看, 将它全景来看完。
Because in these chapters, we are told what God gave John to see.
因为在这几章里面, 我们看到神是要给约翰来看见的事情。
And to see things beyond his own time.
是看这个事情在他的时间将来发生的事情。
So he's obviously using the telescope.
所以他真的是要用望远镜来看。
Or he's having the opportunity with the word of God to look at the things further away.
所以就透过神的话，他那里有个机会来看到将来是远的事情。
Not the things that were happening in his day.
不是看那些事情发生在他那个时代的事情。
But what would be happening even when he had died?
这个事情发生的,甚至在他死后,之后要发生的事情。
That is seeing things beyond his own time.
是看这些事情、啊、是在他时代在他的时间之后的发生的事情。
See what we have in Revelation chapter 4.
我们看启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
After this, got it? Chapter 4, verse 1.
我们打去找到什么呢？是启示录第四章第一节。
After this I looked, and behold a door.Was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter.
第一节之后，我观看，见天上有门开了。我初次听见，好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
Now, yesterday, wasn't it? I was talking about trumpets.
是不是昨天呢？我跟大家讲到的号筒的声音。
Anybody here yesterday when I was talking about trumpets?
是不是我讲到号角的时候，谁在这里呢？有谁在这里啊？
Only a few.
只是几个在我们当中。
What's a trumpet?
这个号是什么来的呢？
It's an instrument that makes a noise.
是一个乐器，是可以发声音的。
But it calls our attention.
是将这发声音的时候，就将我们的注意力集中在那里了。
Yesterday, I quoted it, that in the British Army, they have trumpets or bugles.
昨天我讲到在英国的军队里面，它有一种的角的乐器了。
And they use this bugle to call the men to attention.
当他吹这个角的时候，人就要留心留意，因为这个角有意思的吹的时候。
There are two principal calls by the trumpet in the army.
在军队里面是有两种的角的吹号的声音。
One is the reveille in the morning.
第一个就是 reveille 是朝早的。哒哒哒哒哒哒哒
哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒。What's that? That's the reveille.
这个就是朝早的声音了。
And what is it saying?
是讲什么呢？
Charlie, Charlie, get out of bed. Charlie, Charlie, get out of bed.
是 Charlie, Charlie, 起身啊，起床啊，起床啊，这样的意思了。
Now, sometimes Charlie doesn't want to get out of bed.
但有时候 Charlie 啊，不想起身了。
So the bugle has to be a bit louder.
这个角呢，就要吹大声一点了。
Charlie, Charlie, show your leg.
佢话 Charlie Charlie show you 你叫话，诶，你起嚟啦，你唔好，你脚落地下啦，唔喺床嗰度啦。
Well, it's the work of the trumpet to call attention.
啊，呢个佢吹角咧就要佢哋嚟到去留意，又系听从啦。
And here John hears a voice like a trumpet.
喺呢度，约翰你听到一个声音，系好似吹号嘅声音。
And the trumpet or the voice is calling his attention.
呢个嘅吹号嘅声音啊嚟到。就叫醒他了，叫他来到留意啊。
Come hither, come up hither.
他说你们上到这里来，你上到这里来。
I will show you things to come.
我要将以后的必成的事指示你。
That's Revelation chapter 4.
这个是启示录第四章。
See what it says in verse 2?
第二节怎么说呢？
And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven,And one sat on the throne.
我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。
Now, the voice has said, this is the future, not the present.
这个声音跟他说就是，这事情是发生在将来，不是发生在现在。
So he's seeing something in the future, a king sitting upon the throne.
他看到是将来的事情，他看到一个王坐在他的宝座上。
And what does it say about him?
讲到这个王是怎样讲呢？
Verse 3.
第三节。
He that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald.
看那坐着的好像碧玉和红宝石又有红围着宝座好像绿宝石。
So he's seeing...The Lord God upon the throne.
他看到我们的主我们神坐在宝座上。
This description is of the Lord as he saw him on the throne.
这个的描写到是讲到主坐在宝座上的主是怎样。
But then notice what else he saw.
但我们看他除了看到主之外看到什么呢？
In chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, A book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals.
我看见在宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用七印封严了。
He saw a book in God's hand.
他看到在神的手中有一本的书卷。
But it was shut.
但这本书卷是封住了。
It was sealed with seven seals.
用七印来到严封住。
And therefore nobody could read what was in it.
所以没人能够读了这本书里面讲的东西。
Well, now we must learn about this book.
今天 我们要来到学下这本书是什么呢？
Because Jeremiah tells us about it.
因为耶利米曾经跟我们讲这本书卷是什么。
What is this book with seven seals?
这本书卷有七印来到严封是什么书卷呢？
Written inside and outside.
在里外都有写着字的。
We'll learn that from Jeremiah chapter 32.
我们看一下耶利米书第三十二章。
Jeremiah chapter 32.
耶利米书第三十二章。
We usually find that one scripture will answer another. Where we find a question, we can find the answer too in the Bible.
我们通常在圣经里面，如果我们有一个问题呢，我们都找到一个答案的。
And here we can learn what this seven sealed book is.
在这里我们看到这个七个用七个印来到严封的书是什么？
Jeremiah 32,
耶利米书第三十二章
beginning at verse 6,
在第六节来到开始，由第六节至第九节。耶利米说，耶和华的话临到我说，我叔叔沙龙的儿子恰拿密必来见你说，我在阿拿特的那块地求你买来，因你买这地是合乎赎回之理。我叔叔的儿子恰拿密果然照耶和华的话来到护卫兵的院来，对我说，我在便雅悯境内阿拿特的那块地求你买来，因你买来是合乎承受之理，是你当赎的，你为自己买来吧。我耶利米就知道这是耶和华的话，我便向我叔叔的儿子恰拿密买了阿拿特的那块地，平了十七舍客勒银子给他。
We learn from the Bible that God meant His people to keep what they should have a right to.
在这里读到，圣经里读到，是神是要他的百姓可以，他有他们的权利，是到去拥有一些的东西。
Here's reference to buying a field.
在那里来到买一块的地。
Now, it didn't seem a very good time to be buying a field.
或者在这个时候买一块地不是一个适合的时间。
Because God's people were out of their land.
因为当时他们神的百姓就不在他们的自己所拥有的地方居住了。
They are foreigners in the Babylonian country.
他因为被掳到去巴比伦的地方去做奴隶了。
And it didn't seem like a very good thing to buy a field.
在那里买的地方，在外邦人的地方去买块地，不是一个好的一个提议了。
But the Lord said, it's your right to have it.
但是我们主说，你可以买，这个是你的权利可以买了。
So you buy it.
那你就买了。
And how should he do that?
咁佢应该点去买呢？
Well, you must pay the price.
你要买嘅时候就付个代价啦，钱啦。
You must do the pay the price in the presence of witnesses.
亦都喺见证人嘅当中，你嚟到俾呢啲嘅钱啦。
Then he must have the written evidence that it has been done.
亦都系要有一个证据写嘅证据嘅约契约啦。
And that's what happened here.
呢度就系咁样讲。
See, in verse
9, 在第九节,
I bought the field of Hanamel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver.
他说我便向我叔叔的儿子恰拿密买了阿拿特的那块地，平了十七舍客勒银子给他。
And I subscribed the evidence and sealed it and took witnesses and weighed him the money in the balances.
第十节，我在契上画押，将契封函，又请见证人来，并用天平将银子评给他。
So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open.
所以我便将照例按规所立的买契，就是封函的那一张和敞开敞着的那一张。
And I gave the evidence of the purchase into the hand of Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah.
当着我叔叔的儿子哈拿密和作见证的人，并坐在护卫兵院内的一切犹大人眼前，交给玛西亚的孙子尼利亚的儿子巴录。
So here we have the purchase has been made.
在这里他们买了这个地方了。
And according to the law,
是照着律法的规矩,
price has been paid,
是交了这个买的需要的钱,
in the presence of witnesses,
也在见证人的面前,
and then the record is kept in a little book.
那个记录就来保护在一本书那里了。
If you buy a property,
如果你买一个地方,
you've got to do this, haven't you?
你都需要这样经过这个法律的手续，是不是呢？
You've got to pay the price.
你要付这个价钱了。You've
got to do it in the presence of witnesses.
你都需要有见证人面前来做。
And what do you have to have?
你又需要有什么呢？
A title deed.
你都有契约了，OK了。
It may be in a book or maybe just in a roll.
或者一卷书，一个书卷，或者一本册子那里。
But if you have a property,
如果你有一个物业了,
it's important that you have the title deed.
需要物业的契了在那里。
And you're able to present them at any time.
几时需要人家看你都可以给人看了。
Anybody says, that's not yours.
如果人说这个屋不是你的,
you have no right to that.
你没有这个权利在那里居住了。
I'll take that.
哦，我要嚟抢你间屋啦！主，
you produce the title deed.
你又将屋契攞出嚟啦。Well,
that is the law of the Lord. That's God's law.
呢个系神嘅律法啦。He
wanted everybody to own their property.
佢需要佢要人每一个嚟做拥有呢个嘅佢嘅房屋嘅。To
have the evidence that it was theirs.
要有证明呢个房屋系佢哋嘅。So
there should be no dispute about it.
所以喺嗰度咧唔可以有争吵嘅余地啦。No
man should be able to take it from them or keep it from them.
亦都冇人可以将呢个屋嚟到抢夺啦。Now
that's what John is seeing in this vision we have in the Revelation.
所以这个是约翰在启示录来到看到的这个的异象。
He's seeing a little book in the hand of God.
他看到在神的手里面有一个小的书卷。
God has the title deeds of everything here.
神在那里拥有了在地上一切的契约了。
Everything really belongs to him.
一切属于他的，他在他的手里拿着了。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who has the inheritance.
我们的主耶稣基督就是那位，他有了那个承受的基业的。And
he has the title deed.
他承受基业的契约，他在他手中。Now,
in this record in Jeremiah,
在这个耶利米书这个记录的里面,
there were two books.
那里有两卷的书,
one was sealed with seven seals,
有一卷书就是七个印来封住,
and the other was open.
另一卷就是打开了。
Why was that?
为什么呢?
Well, because God wanted those around to have evidence of the rights.
没错, 神是要在周围的人能够看见这个证明他们有那个权利了。
See, God has given us two books.
神给我们有两本的书,
one is sealed,
一本是封住,
it's not yet public for us to use,
今天还未曾公开来给我们用,
but here, this one is, this is our book, our title deeds,
但这本书, 这本是我们契约的书, 这本圣经打开了,
written for our benefit,
是今天为着写给我们, 是叫我们得益处的,
and declaring what Christ has done,
是告诉我们, 基督为我们作了什么,
what has he done?
He
paid the price.
佢为我哋已经付上嗰个嘅代价啦。
Paul says you are bought with the price。
啊，喺嗰度讲到话，你哋系用重价嚟到买赎过嚟。
You are not your own。
你哋再唔系属于你自己噶。
How did he pay it? When did he pay the price?
佢点样嚟到付呢个代价？系几时付呢个代价咧
？In the presence of witnesses。
喺证人嘅面前嚟到付呢个作呢个价。
What did Paul say?
保罗系讲咩咧
？King Agrippa。
对诶，倾呢个对呢个阿基帕王点样讲咧
？Talking about the work of Jesus，
佢讲到关于耶稣基督嘅作所做嘅事情
，testifying to his death and resurrection。
佢喺嗰度嚟到讲到啊，证明啊，见证到耶稣基督嘅死同埋复活。
What did Paul say to King Agrippa？
啊，保罗点样嚟到同阿基帕王嚟到讲咧
？Acts 26，
喺《使徒行传》第廿六章。
This thing was not done in a corner。
佢话呢啲嘅事情。啊、做出嚟嘅唔系喺个一个角落头冇人睇到噶。
Our Lord's death was a very public one。
我哋嘅主嘅死系好公开嘅，喺公众面前噶。
There were so many there to witness it。
有好多个人佢哋嚟见证主嘅死。
The Jews were there, the Gentiles were there。
无论系犹太人系外邦人，都系见证到主喺嗰度死。
The rich were there, the poor were there。
啊，嗰啲有钱嘅人，嗰啲贫穷嘅人都见证主喺十字架上。
His friends were there, his enemies were there。
佢嘅朋友喺嗰度，佢嘅敌人都喺。
The devil was there.
魔鬼都喺嗰度。
It was a very public event when our Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross.
当我哋嘅主喺十字架死嘅时候，系一个好公开公众嘅时候睇到嘅事情。
And what did he do then?
佢喺嗰度点样做咧
？He paid the price.
佢喺嗰度为我哋付上嗰个嘅价银啦，嗰个代价。
For you and I.
为着我你我嘅缘故。
We should not be our own. We should be His.
今日再唔系我哋自己作自己嘅人啦，属自己嘅，但系我哋系属佢嘅。
And the evidence is for us here in the book that is opened。
喺呢本公打开嘅书里边，已经俾我哋有证据啦。
But the important one is the one that's sealed with seven seals。
但系有一本书系更紧要，就系呢本书系封住嘅，系用七个印嚟到严封住。
And John sees there's weeping because there's nobody to open it。
啊，约翰系睇到。就嚟到啊，喺度哀哭啦，流泪。佢因为冇人知道，冇人能够打开呢本书嘅时候。
But somebody says, "Don't weep."
但系有人同佢讲：你唔好哭啦。
There is one that can open that sealed book and bear witness as to who this belongs to.
有一个人佢系配打开呢个书卷，亦都呢本书卷亦都系属于佢噶。
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
呢、这个就系佢，呢、这个就系完全属于主，里边一切嘅丰满都喺佢嘅里边。
And the evidence is in that sealed book。
连喺呢个封住呢个书卷里边，系里边有证据喺度。
And John is told the Lamb can open it。
啊，有人就对约翰讲啦，系嗰个羔羊，佢系配嚟到打开呢个书卷。
We'll follow the record in the Revelation。
喺呢个启示录嘅里边。
See。In chapter 5, Revelation chapter 5.
啊，喺第五章，喺上第五章。
Read 4-6.
我由第四节嚟读到第六节。
You read.
啊，启示录第五章第四节至第六节，因为没有配展开配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。长老中有一位对我说：不要哭，看啊！犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
嗯 ，The Lamb, Jesus, the Lamb had the right to open the book。
啊，呢位耶稣，呢位嘅羔羊，佢能够啊，能够有资格嚟到打开呢个书卷。
Because he had paid the price。
因为佢已经为为我哋付上嗰个嘅代价啦。
And the evidence was in the open book and in the sealed book。
佢呢个付上嘅代价嘅证据，亦都喺呢本打开嘅书里边有，亦都喺嗰本封住嗰本嘅书卷里边，亦都写住喺嗰度。
Now we are using the telescope here。
今日我哋要读呢本呢啲嘅经文，好似用望远镜嚟到读。
I heard of a group who were studying the Revelation。
我曾经就知道有一班嘅人，佢哋读启示录嘅时候
，and they couldn't understand it。
佢哋就唔明白啦。
Oh, we can't understand this book。
我哋话佢就话我哋唔明白呢卷书讲乜嘢。
But they went out into the park.
当他们去到这个花这个公开的花园的时候。
And there they saw a man sitting on a bench.
在那里他看到一个人坐在他花园的椅子那里。
And he was reading a book.
他是读的一本书。
What book was that?
他读什么书呢?
It was the Bible.
他本读本圣经。
But what book in the Bible?
他读圣经里面哪本书啊?
The Revelation.
他读启示录。
And they said, oh, do you understand that?
他说, 你读这本书你明不明啊?
He said, yes, it's the victory of Jesus all the way.
他说, 我明白, 这本书讲到耶稣基督一路一路的得胜啊。
Well, that's what this book is about.
这本书都是讲到耶稣的得胜
啊。Since we have been children, we have prayed, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们在从小的时候就念主祷文的时候就念到愿你的国降临愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
We've all learned of that as a child, haven't we?
我们在孩子的时候我们都学你识念了这个经文。
Well, that's what it's about here.
其实这里也是讲同一个事情了。
Because when we get to Revelation chapter 11,
当我们打去到读到启示录第十一章的时候
And verse
15, 第十五节的时候
the last trumpet, what's the trumpet say?
那里有第最后那个号角的声音这个号角的声音是讲到什么呢第十一章第十五节
Chapter 11, verse 15,
第十一章第十五节我读出来第七位天使吹号天上就有大声音说世上的国成了我主和主基督的国他要作王直到永永远远。
Now have the kingdoms of this world become the kingdom of our God and His Christ.
这个大声说的时候就说世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。
The property was redeemed a long time ago, purchased a long time ago.
这个物业已经是一早很久之前已经卖了代价已经卖了那个契约已经得着了。
Jesus, when he first came, said, Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
当耶稣第一次来的时候他怎么说呢他说你要悔改因为天国近了。
But there's been delay, hasn't there?
但是好像在那里有延长的时候了。
Well, John sees that coming to pass.
但是约翰看到的有一天这个事情就会完成了。
John sees first the little book in the hand of the Lord.
约翰看到那本一个小书卷在主的手那里。
The title deeds to this world.
这个书卷就是讲到这个契是讲到他拥有这个世界。
And then, at the 11th trumpet, at the 7th trumpet,
当是第七个的吹号的时候
it's come to pass.
就已经是实现了。
Now is come the kingdom of our God and his Christ.
现在他来了他再来。这个就地上的国就成了我主和主基督的国了。
Well, that's taking the telescopic view.
这个就是好像从望远镜里面是望到很远要发生的事情。
But between Revelation 4 and Revelation 11,
但是在启示录的第四章和第十一章中间的事情
there are other things for us to see.
也都有其他的东西我们可以这样来到看见。
And that's important.
都是这么重要的。
It was future to John, but it's not future to us.
虽然是对约翰来讲是很将来的事情但对我们来讲不是一些将来的事情。
What we read here from the 5th chapter of the Revelation to the 11th.
当我们去启示录第五章那里读到第十一章
I believe we see it's very present for us.
我们看到我相信我们看到的就是今天现今发生的事情了。
So we must see what it is.
所以我们要看一看这些事情是什么事情呢
See, when this book begins to be opened,
当这卷书卷慢慢来打开的时候
That's in chapter 5,
在第五章的时候
Because it's in the hand of the right to inherit,
是那个有权柄来到去拥有承继的这个人的手中右手中
Then chapter 6, what do we see?
在第六章的时候我们看到什么呢
We see disturbance.
我们看到那里有很大的动乱了。
What do we read?
我们看读到什么呢
See verse 1, chapter 6, verse 1.
我们第六章的第一节我们读到我看见羔羊揭开七人中第一人的时候就听见四活物中的一个活物声音如雷说你来。 第二节，我就观看，见有一匹白马，骑在马上的拿着弓，并有冠冕赐给他，他便出来胜了要胜。
Here John sees the book in the hand of the owner of the Lord.
当主佢拥有呢本书，揸住喺佢右手嘅里边，右手嘅时候。
And one seal is being broken.
啊，当佢打开揭开第一印嘅时候。
But then he sees four horses.And four horsemen.
他看到四个的马就骑着白四个的活物，同埋系骑住呢个活物嘅人。
And what is said in verse 2 about the first?
他看到第一个的马系讲到第一个马系乜嘢咧
？Behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and the crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer.
我就观看见有一匹白马，骑在马上嘅拿着弓，并有冠冕赐给他，他便出来啊，胜了又要胜。
War began，
开始个打仗啦。
A campaign to retain what they had no right to keep。
啊，呢个嘅打仗，佢哋啲人系要为咩打咧？为啲佢哋本唔系属于佢哋嘅人，佢哋要争夺啊，佢哋要打啦，要争呢地方。
Who are these four horsemen？
啊，呢个四个骑马嘅人系咩人呢
？The white one we might mistake to be Jesus。
或者我哋话白马，或者我讲系咪主啦，主耶稣啦
？But Jesus doesn't come across the world to conquer。
但系主耶稣唔系嚟呢个地上世界嚟到咁样打仗去争嘅。
See the awful devastation by these four horsemen going forth conquering and to conquer.
但呢四个骑马嘅人，佢哋喺地上，佢哋带出个好大嘅毁灭，因为佢哋喺嗰度要争夺啦。
Terrible things happen.
系好惨嘅事情发生啦。
It's not the Lord to destroy.
主唔喺嗰度要嚟到毁灭呢个地上。
No, it's the Lord to redeem.
主系要嚟到去救赎啦。
And this man on the white horse, and the other horsemen that follow.
啊，喺白马骑白马嘅人，或者骑其他马嘅。
See what it says.
我睇一睇讲乜嘢啦。
Open the second seal, verse 3.
第三节。
The sons of the beast say, "Come and see."
到第三节揭开第二印嘅时候，我听见第二个活物说：你来。
So the beast.Is the commander of this host of army, these men.
所以呢个活物，佢喺度系发命令嘅，命令官啊。
And that's not a figure of Christ. That's not a figure of Christ.
即系亦都唔系讲到耶稣基督。
The beast is a figure of the Antichrist.
呢个活物系讲到敌基督啦。
And he's commanding these horsemen.
佢喺度嚟到系命令呢个骑马嘅人。
And as one seal is broken on the book.
当一个印打开嘅时候，揭开啦。
It's beginning to open and make manifest who has the right。
系打开嘅时候，亦都叫我睇见边个有权柄啦。
There's terrible destruction。
喺嗰度系有好大嘅灾祸。
See verse 5。
第五节。
I heard the beast say, "Come and see." And behold, he, lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying.A measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny. See thou hurt not the oil or the wine.
第五节揭开第三人嘅时候，我听见第三个活物说：你来，我就观看，见有一匹黑马，骑在马上的，手里拿着天平。我听见在四活物中，似乎有声音说：一斤银子买一升麦子，一钱银子买三升大麦。油和酒不可糟蹋。
So through this chapter 6,
在这第六章的里面
we see the beast directing destructive men and women.
我看到活物在叫这些毁坏的人好像骑马的人他们要带出很大的毁坏灾祸了。
There's bloodshed.
那里有流很多的血了。
There's famine.
那里有饥荒。
And there's death.
那里有死亡。
Now,What's the meaning of all that?
咁究竟呢啲咁多嘅事情嘅意思系乜嘢咧
？It's Satan reacting.
系撒旦佢反应啦，开始。
He is at this time the God of this world.
佢喺呢个时候，佢系呢个世界嘅王。
And the whole world lieth in the wicked one.
佢话呢个 全世界都爱呢个恶者嘅仇恨。
That's what John tells us in the first epistle, chapter 5 and verse 19.
呢个系约翰喺佢嘅书信约翰一章第五章第十九节。约翰一书第五章十九节嚟讲。
The whole world lies in the wicked one, that's in Satan.
佢话全世界都卧喺呢个恶者撒旦嘅手下。
And he's determined to retain it.
这个撒旦魔鬼他不放手了，他要抓住这个世界。
But now if that book is opened,
当这个书卷打开的时候，
the rights of the proper owner will be evident.
但是这讲到实在，那个真是要是拥有这个世界的，他有权并拥有这个世界的，就打开了这个人。
So what they did in the last world war,
在上次第二次世界大战的时候，
we see is being done here.
今天我在这里看到发生的事情。
What was it?
什么呢？
They adopted what was called the scorched earth theory.
那里他们有一个政策的叫烧土政策。
That when the German army were pushed back and they couldn't hold what they had taken from Russia,
当德国的军队他们战败了，他们退兵的时候，他们不可以攻陷这个俄罗斯的时候，
They destroyed everything.
他们退后的时候就全部的毁灭了他们。
As they retreated, as they had to give way to their opponents,
当他们退兵的时候，他们又被人追赶的时候，
They said, if we can't have it, they shan't have it.
如果我们不能够拥有，他们都不可以拥有。
So they were destroying cities and the production of the countryside.
他们将他们的城市毁灭，将乡村那些出产全部毁灭。
That the advancing armies, whichever they might be, didn't have.What they had conquered.
所以来到代替他们的军队，赶走他们的军队，就不能够得着他们所放下的东西。
There's an example of that in this sixth chapter of the Revelation.
在一章的里面都有一个这样的例。
Now, remember, we're using the telescope, we're not going into details.
你记住，我们今天要看的，用好像望远镜来看，我们不是一个很微细仔细的来看。
But we must see the overall picture.
我们一定要看看个全景是怎样。
We must use the telescope if we're going to understand and use the microscope.
我们要看到全景的时候，唯有是需要用望远镜来看。
In chapter 7, what do we read?
第七章我们读到什么呢？
We haven't got time to read it.
今天我们没有时间全章来读。
Just to tell you,
我们告诉你，
when all this up and down, all this war to retain what they shouldn't keep,
当这些这么多的波动，这些这么多的战争，他们要得着，要拥有那些他们不应该得着的东西。
Those that are in the world, on the earth, they suffer.
那些在地上的人，他们就受苦了。
In a time of war, civilians are in danger, aren't they?
当打世界大战的时候，地上的居民，他们是受很大的苦。
How many civilians died in the last world war?
在上一次世界大战的时候，有几多市民是死了？
They weren't involved in the fighting.
他们没在打仗里面去打的。
But it was in their area.
但他们因为住在那个地方。
And many of them died.
就是很多人就死亡。
But what do we read here in chapter 7?
在第七章里面我们读到什么呢？
God seals his own.
神在那里来将属于他的人就封印起来了。
There's perhaps never been so much difficulty or so much persecution and pursuit of believers as it is today.
在那里再没好像在现在将来那时候有一个很紧要的攻击去逼迫这个基督徒了。
The Bible speaks about tribulation.
圣经里面讲到大灾难。
It speaks about great tribulation.
那里有很大的灾难。
Well, there are those who come through tribulation, there are those who come through the great tribulation.
很多人是从灾难里面出来，但也有很多人从大灾难里面出来。
Who are they?
这班人是什么人呢？
Well, they are here mentioned.
在这章里面就提到。
What does John see?
约翰看到什么呢？
He sees representatives of all the tribes of Israel.
他看到是由以色列中各支派中的代表了。
He sees a great multitude which no man can number.
他看到很大多很多的人，没人能够数了。
See what it says in verse 9.
他第九节怎么讲呢？
A great multitude which no man could number of all nations, kindreds, people, tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
此后我观看见有许多嘅人，每一人能数过，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
Cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our King, which sitteth upon the throne."
他大声就喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
So here's the danger.
在这里有一个危机了。
There's destruction.
那里有很大的毁坏。
There is loss of life.
有很多人的丧失他的生命。
We read in the book of Daniel, war upon the saints.
我们看到在但以理书讲到，那里有对于圣徒神的子民那里有很大的争战。
And if we understand aright the persecution of Christians these days all over the world,
如果看到今天 在这个世界上基督徒受很大的逼迫。
We're not having it in this country perhaps.
在这个国家里面英国我们看不到或者会有基督徒被逼迫。
But in so many present countries where there are Christians,
但是今天又在很多的国家里面那里有基督徒。
There's burning of buildings, churches and others.
那里都有人去逼迫他们，烧他们的建筑物，烧他们的礼拜堂。
The real war on the saints.
是对于圣徒有一个很大的争战。
But here,
但在这里
What does it say?
在这里讲什么呢？
Somebody is asking, Sir, what are these?
有人就问，这些是什么呢？
Who are these in white robes?
这些人穿着白衣的是谁？
Who is this multitude that I can't number?
第十三节，这么多的人，我数不过来，这些人是哪些人来？什么人来的？
Verse 14,
第十四节。
He said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
我对他说，我主你知道，他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night.
所以他们昼夜就在神的宝座前来到在他的殿中侍奉他。
He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them.
坐宝座的要用帐幕来到浮庇他们。
They are preserved.
他们是被保守了浮庇。
God had sealed them.
神是用他的印好像来到保护他们印在他们身上。
See, there's a word in the scripture in the Revelation.
在这个印在启示录是讲到
Satan marking people.
也都是讲到撒旦是将人来到用记号来记住了。
They won't be able to buy or sell if they've got the mark of the beast.
让他们当他们如果是没这个兽的印的时候他们又不可以买卖了。
We may be near to that time.
今天或者我们会很近这个事情发生的时候。
Because it seems that we're going to get a mark, which we don't know we got it.
因为我们好像发觉有我们不留意的时候在我们身上会有一个印有一个记号在那里。
But because we've got it,
因为我们有这个记号在那里
We won't be able to buy or sell.
我们就不可以来到买又不买得了。
But here are those who come through such a period.
但是这里有一班的人他们从这个大患难里面来到胜过出来的时候。
They've experienced the salvation of God in all the dangers that they were in.
他们在很各处的各样的危险里面他们就经历了神的保守和拯救。
Who are they?
这班的人是哪班的人?
They are those to whom the Lord hath given a seal, a mark.
这班的人就是神自己来到将他们来到封印记号的人。
They are preserved in all the dangers and persecutions of that time.
都是很多的攻击和患难里面神是保守他们。
Well, then we come to chapter 8, Revelation chapter 8.
我们看第八章的时候。
What does it say?
这个讲什么呢?
Verse 1.
第一节。
When he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour.
他说羔羊揭开第七印的时候天上肃静约有二刻好像半个钟头。
Silence in heaven?
你在天上有肃静的时候
If you read your Bible,
如果你读你的圣经的时候
you'll realize it.Heaven's the noisiest place there is.
你就会发觉天堂是一个最多声音的地方。
All the instruments are used. All the instruments.
好多嘅乐器喺嗰度用噶。
The cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer. All kinds of music is used in heaven.
嗰度有好多嘅乐器啦，嗰度有笛啦，有琴瑟啦，有琵琶啦，有笙啦，各样嘅乐器都喺度。
Everybody is singing.
亦都好多人喺度唱诗歌啦。
The young and the old.
无论你老年几老年几幼。
Oh, what a lot of singing! What a lot of noise!
嗰度唱诗歌，所以天上边就有好多嘅声音嘅。
You may want earplugs if you go.
或者耳仔你要感切啦，首先。
But what's it say here?
但呢度讲到咩咧
？Half an hour of silence.
喺度有半个钟头嘅肃静嘅。
No noise for
沒聲音 half an hour. 半個鐘頭冇聲音。
My, that arrests attention, doesn't it?
如果冇聲音嘅時候，我哋要特留意究竟咩事情啊
？What has caused this silence?
點解會天上係冇聲音啦？半個鐘頭。
Things are heating up. Things are coming to a climax.
冇錯，因為嗰個時候一啲嘅事情發生到最高峰嘅事情啦。
What's it say?
佢講乜嘢咧
？I saw in verse 2.
第二節。
I saw seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
我看见那站在神面前的七位天使，有七支号赐给他们。
So now John is shown not only the Almighty with the book.
而家又讲到约翰就被睇见，唔单止嗰位系有权柄嗰位，佢揸住个书卷嗰位。
But seven angels with trumpets，
有七个天使佢拿着七支嘅号角。
Half an hour before they start，
喺佢哋喺半个钟头未佢哋未开始嘅时候。
That surely has prepared people to listen，
亦都系要预备人去听啦。
The sudden silence arrests attention.
是一啲嘅突然间嘅肃静，系叫人哋开始去留心。
And what happens now?
而家发生咩事情咧
？The trumpets begin to sound.
呢啲嘅号角就开始嚟到吹啦。
But notice what it says in verse 3.
第三节点样讲咧
？Another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense that he should offer.It's with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne.
第三节，另有一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。
And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God.Out of the angel's hand，
那香嘅烟和众圣徒嘅祈祷，从天使嘅手中一同嘅升到神面前。
Prayer of the saints is getting through to God。
众圣徒嘅祷告嚟到达到神嘅面前。
What is the prayer about？
呢啲嘅祷告系咩咧
？Thy kingdom come。
呢啲祷告就讲到愿你嘅国降临。
It's a critical moment in this world's history。
喺呢个世界嘅历史嘅里边嚟到一个好关键性嘅时候。
It's future to John's time。
喺约翰嘅时候，未到系将来嘅时候。
But I believe it's true to our time。
但我相信已经系喺我呢个时候已经系到啦。
That the prayers of the saints are getting through。
众圣徒嘅祷告系达到神嘅面前。
So long we have prayed, have we not? I have since I was a kid。
我自从我做由好细个嘅时候咁样祈祷啦。
Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven。
我哋祈祷嘅时候，愿你嘅国降临，愿你嘅旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Here the prayers of the saints are getting through。
呢度众圣徒嘅祷告系。达到神嘅面前啦。
And what follows that in this telescopic view of John？
但喺呢个时候之后系发生嘅系乜嘢咧
？What does he say？
系讲乜嘢咧
？In verse 6，
第六节
，The seven angels which had seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound。
拿着七支号嘅七位天使就预备要吹啦。
Now。What's the trumpet going to say? It's calling attention. What's the trumpet going to say?
呢啲嘅吹号系要叫人嚟集中啦，嚟留意啦。咁佢要讲乜嘢咧
？You read what follows.
你读下跟着嘅发生嘅事情。
We're not going to stop to read it tonight, but you can read it.
但我今晚我哋唔会读啦，但你哋可以翻去读。
One trumpet after the other.
一个嘅吹号，到跟住另一个吹号。
And things happen.
事情就发生啦。
And it looks as though it's the same old thing again.
It's
the enemy's destructive program. No, not this time. It's the Lord's judgments. There comes a time when God judges. Abraham said, "Doth not the God of all the earth do right?"
你說,阿伯拉罕他說,在地上的很多神,他們做的事是不是對的呢?
And the Bible says, when God's judgments are in the earth, the righteous learn, or the nations learn righteousness.
到神的公義了。Now
read what is said when the trumpets are blown.
當我們看到號角吹的時候是怎樣?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 個。
Each trumpet has a message, summons us to listen.
每一個的吹號都有一個的訊息來叫我們聽了。
Because not only has the devil been having a terrible time, and a good time for him, but a bad for us. When God's real judgments are in the earth, there will be trouble. Those that sealed will be preserved.
這些印,受神的印的,他們就會被保守了。They
will be among the 444,000 that are before the throne.
這班人就會在那班144,000人的當中了。But
the others that are here,
但是他們還未在那裡。We
are preserved.
那些在那裡的,他們是被保守了。And
are we not able to realize that these disasters that are happening today are God's judgments? You know, the unbeliever and the scientist, so called, has all kinds of explanations for the tsunami. What happened just 1 year ago?
就是一年前發生的事情,
that awful upheaval under the sea,
那個在海底裡面的地震,
that resulted in such huge waves that thousands of people were destroyed.
這個引帶出來的,一個很多的大的浪,很多的人就被浸死了。
There are disasters that are God's judgments. We must not call them an accident. If there's a famine, or if there's a drought, or if there's a flood, or a massive fire, well, we've got to discern, is it God's judgment? Don't call it a coincidence if it's a God's judgment. Don't call it a judgment if it has a simple explanation. But we're living at a time when John was seeing beyond his time, but we can see our time.
當約翰寫的時候,他未睇到呢個事情發生,但當今我會喺呢個世代的時候,已經見到呢個事情發生了。
What are these trumpets calling our attention to?
呢個號吹的時候,係叫我哋留心睇睇睇係乜嘢呢?
The hour is at hand.
講到時間到了,
when the seventh trumpet shall sound,
當第七個號吹的時候,
now the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and His Christ.
現在這個地上的王國就是我主基督的王國了。
So we look forward to it, don't we?
我們今天應該很期望的,來到期望它了。
We sympathize with the unprepared,
我哋对于嗰啲佢哋冇预备嘅，佢哋唔预备嘅人，我哋嚟到同情佢哋。
Because when the king takes his position，
当我哋嘅王系就坐喺佢嘅位上嘅时候
，there'll be no place for the rebel。
啊，嗰度就冇余地，冇地方俾嗰啲叛徒啦。
So we must beware。
所以今日我哋要留心。
At this time, we're celebrating the first coming of our Lord Jesus Christ。
好似喺地上今天，我哋好多人系庆祝主第一次嘅嚟。
But his second advent is at hand。
但系佢第二次嘅来临系好快脆啦。
And questions arise。
有咗个问题，我哋要问。
How？
点样咧
？How will he come？
佢点样嚟啊
？When will he come？
佢几时会嚟
？Where will he come？
佢喺边度
？Why will he come？
佢点解要嚟咧
？We know why he will come。
我哋知道点解佢会嚟。
The seventh trumpet tells us here。
因为呢度七个号角都讲俾我哋听佢原因啊。
To take the kingdoms in his hand。
系将所有地上嘅王国系到拥有喺佢嘅手嘅底下。
Satan no longer shall be the god of this world。
撒旦就再唔会唔系呢个地上嘅王嘅首领啦嘅王。
Our Lord and Savior will be the Prince of the nation。
我哋嘅主，我哋嘅救主耶稣就将会成为各地上嘅各家嘅王啦。
Do you believe he's coming？
你相唔相信佢会再嚟啊
？Do you believe he's soon coming？
你相唔相信佢会快再嚟啦
？Well, read these chapters。
你读呢几章嘅时候，
what we may expect，
你就知道佢喺嗰度嘅预兆系乜嘢。
How is he going to come？
佢点样嚟咧
？He's going to come in bodily form。
佢嚟嘅时候，佢要带住一个身体咁样嚟。
Those disciples who stood looking at， he's going up into heaven。
佢哋嘅门徒昔日，佢哋睇到主耶稣上升天嘅时候。佢哋用眼望上去。
They were given a message in Acts chapter 1 verse 8。
喺呢个使徒行传第一章第八节，咁样就同嗰啲使徒讲啦。
This same Jesus that you have seen go into heaven shall come again in like manner。
佢呢位你哋呢位同一位嘅耶稣，你哋咁样见佢从天上咁样翻到天上，有一天佢又咁样翻到地上。
How did he go？
佢点样嚟咧
？In bodily form。
佢系用喺个肉身嘅咁样嚟。
Seen to go。
我哋喺度好似佢上去嘅时
候。So he will be seen to come。
睇又好似睇到佢咁样翻嚟啦。
What's another thing that says about his going？
仲有另一样嘢关到佢升天嘅时候。
And then about his return？
亦都关到佢翻嚟嘅时候。
Shall be as a flash of lightning。
亦都好似系一个闪电咁样。
As the lightning is shot one way to the other。
当呢个闪电从一边系闪到另一边嘅时候。
So shall be the coming of the Son of Man。
亦都好似人子就咁样嚟啦。
What's that mean？
究竟咩意思呢
？With great publicity。
系嗰度系公众嘅，个个都要睇到啦。
Coming in bodily form。
佢嚟唔单止系肉身咁样嚟。
With great publicity。
喺嗰度公众众人都要看见。
No secret。
嗰度再唔系一个秘密。
Every eye shall see him。
每一个眼睛都要睇到佢。
And what shall be the coming of the Son of God？
当主耶稣神嘅儿子再嚟嘅时候。
With power and great glory。
系带着权柄同埋极。
With flaming fire, rendering vengeance on those who know not God and have not the gospel.
佢嘅火焰就嚟报应嗰啲佢哋唔认识神，佢哋唔接受福音嘅人。
We're told how he's coming.
我哋知道佢点圣经话俾你听佢点样嚟。
Flaming fire.
好似一个火焰嘅咁样嚟。
Those that know not God and obey not the gospel.
嗰啲唔认识神嘅，亦都唔接受神嘅福音嘅人。
The good news of the gospel requires obedience.
福音里边出有嘅信息系需要人去服从啦。
Just a simple invitation, come unto me.
主有句好简单嘅话，佢你嚟到我度。
That's a command.
呢个系一个命令。
And it requires obedience.
呢个命令系需要我哋去回应啊，遵守。
But when he comes, he's coming in flaming fire to render vengeance on those who know not God and obey not the gospel.
当佢再嚟嘅时候，佢要将报应嗰。带着报应咁样嚟到，系一切唔相信佢嘅，唔接受呢个福音嘅人。
Then one more thing that said about his coming。
另一样嘢，佢讲到佢嚟嘅时候。
He's coming as a thief。
佢嚟嘅时候好似贼一样。
就系，Oh, here you are! I'm so happy to see you。
你唔会话啊，好欢喜啊，见到你，今次而家见到你啦。
No, you don't welcome a thief, do you?
你不会欢迎一个贼会不会呢?
He's unwelcome.
啊,贼你不会欢迎的。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he's going to take away.
因为他来是抢,是要偷走一些东
西。Is Jesus going to take away when he returns?
耶稣来的时候是不是要偷走一些东西呢?
Is he coming as a thief to rob?
他是不是来好像贼一样来到去抢夺了?
Yes, he's coming as a thief.
没,但是他来好像贼一样。
No more time.
那里再没有时间。
And to rob us of any future opportunity to change our course.
因为他来的时候我们再没有机会再没有时间我们去决定拣选改变我们前面的路程。
Thief comes unwelcomed, unexpected.
这个贼来到的时候我们不会欢迎他我们都不在意料之外他来。
Now what will you say?
今天你要讲什么呢?
The Bible closes with the story. Even so,Come, Lord Jesus.
圣经在最后的时候个故事结尾的时候他说愿主你快来。
Those who've taken advice,
那些他接受神的话的警告 的人
and made preparation,
他们是预备的时候
ready to receive him,
他们是接受他了
are waiting,
他们等待他
not loving the world,
他们不爱世界
impatient perhaps with the delay,
他们对或者对主的赐来他们又好像很急不及待了。
But their language is even so, come Lord Jesus.
但是他说虽然是这样他说主你快来了。
Oh, what a moment when he comes, the seventh trumpet.
当这个主来的时候那个的是一个何等的景象这七个号吹号的时候。
Come, so take over.The kingdoms of this world.
主就来降临的时候就将拥有晒所有地上的王国。
And to have all for himself, which is right.
亦都他因为他是拥有本该拥有这个地上这个世界。
Beware,
取回他的。
Beware, be ready.
但是今天我们要留意我们要预备好啊。
Read your Bible with the telescope and with the microscope.
我们读圣经的时候我们要留意又用远镜来看又用显微镜来看。
But here we have counsel.
在那里因为那里有教导我他是我们的分配师。
Our Lord himself is called Wonderful Counselor.
他主耶稣的名字就是他必要称为奇妙是策士。
And he gives counsel.Here so much.
因为他是策士所以他教导我们了。
Amen.
Amen. 主要我们求你给我们今天晚上叫我们能够好像约翰这样观看到不单止是将来的事情叫我们今天里面我们有一个的前景就是今天我们看到在你的话语那里讲到的事情我们今天我们见到在地上有很多这样的事情发生叫我们看见你在这个末世的时候你快来的时候我们就活在一个非常的时候主啊我们甘愿我们但愿我们是你众儿女我们能够眼睛来到观看我们看得更清楚发生在跟我们有关的事情我们在当中或者有未信的朋友我们为他们祈求因为今天是拯救的日子你说今天就是我们有盼望可以得着福音这个拯救但有一天这个就会离开我们有一天我们在这个福音就要再收回了。我们求主给我们有今天叫我们今天能够放下我们一切放下我们在地上的期望叫我们能够看到永远的叫我们能够观看神你给我们看见的叫我们里面就起了扎心叫我们里面是听到这个的警告。主要我们不知道我们今天我们有几我们在今生的里面我们日子有几多主要我们不知道明天发生在我们身上有什么事情但愿主我们今天听到你的话求主你是工作在我们的心叫我们接受你的话叫我们接受主耶稣基督作我们的救主叫我们能够成为那班的人我们有平安在你的里面 在大灾难的时候，你来做封印在我们的额上，在我们的身上，你保守我们。哦，主要我们不知道我们真的受了你的红恩是有多少。主以致我们在发生的事情的里面，我们不需要震惊，因为主你祖先要跟我们说，因为你留下平安给我们。这个平安不是世界所能够给我们。我们愿你的话今天能够得着我们。愿这个号角的声音来到叫我们清楚你跟我们说的话。祷告奉主的名，阿们。